For the first time in 98 FM, quarter past five. Must say, I do look forward to Mondays. Not many people do, but, you know, on Mondays, it's rare that you get to meet somebody quite as sexy as Mary Temple Bar.
There she is.
There she is on 98 FM, Mary Temple Bar. Hiya.
Great to see you.
Great to see you too.
Congratulations on your award now.
Thanks very much.
Dermot and Dave won the radio award, if anyone doesn't know, on Friday down in Kilkenny. It's fantastic, and I'm delighted for you because, fairness, you know, you don't have a lot of luck in your lives. I mean, look at you.
No.
You look torn apart.
Mary, do you know what? I would imagine that your input into our entry was probably what tipped it over the bar for us.
Do you think?
I would think so, yeah.
So, like, I am to Dermot and Dave what the Milky Bar Kid was to Nestle. Is it that kind of...
I don't really follow, but yeah.
Like, I was like the spark that set the balls in motion. Did I set your balls in motion?
You've done that on many occasions.
But listen, what awards did you win? Least prepped show?
Least prepped show, yeah. Hairiest show.
Most annoying voices on the radio?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I won that one as well.
Very good. Fair play to you, because it's not easy. How was the award ceremony? You know, the moment when they're calling out the nominees are...
Yeah, and then there's list
Tony O'Brien from Carlo FM.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, Tony, oh my God, he's brilliant. Sheila Hannigan from Leitrim, KLRTFM.
That's right, yeah, she was in there.
Oh, Sheila's there, she's amazing.
Great breakfast show, yeah.
And Dermot and Dave from 98FM. Who are they? What?
Why are they here? Those guys actually here. Yeah, that guy's a taste bud. Oh, him, right, yeah.
And then, the winner goes to...
Exactly like that.
And all the other radio stations throwing dagger eyes at you.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of spitting as we walked up to collect our award. The good thing about the radio awards, I must say, is...
Did they have that llama in there again? Did they do that? But llamas, like, sneeze out of their nostrils at you.
I don't know.
They do. They go to a quality petting farm and see a spitting llama.
Yeah, but the good thing is, at the Radio Awards, they don't allow anybody make speeches.
Sure, you couldn't do that at Radio Awards. You'd never shut up.
No, God knows. Could you imagine if I let Dermot loose on the microphone on one of those things?
I'd just like to thank everybody. The time now coming up to 9:45. Text in your request for the latest. But that's fantastic.
Yeah,
well done
delighted.
Now.
Thanks, Mary.
How many awards do you get? One?
Yeah, one between two of us.
What do you do? Who gets to keep
it? To be honest with you, do you know who gets to keep it?
Who?
The bloody station.
Oh, he put it up.
They put it up in their cabinet.
In the reception, is it?
Yeah.
The trophy cabinet.
The trophy cabinet.
All right.
To be honest with you, that was
a cardboard box I saw in reception,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it's bulging that. Because it's a cornflakes packet, so as soon as you put three things into it, it's already ripping.
Well, listen, well done. I know myself, not easy, those awards.
No,
of course, was nominated for an Oscar not so long ago. Well, it's got quite a bit ago now.
It was a bit ago.
I was in an Oscar for Out of Africa. I was in that.
Get out of Africa.
I played Elephant's Arse. And I didn't win, though.
No, who beat you?
I can't remember. I got really drunk and fell over. But listen, I did win a Golden Globe, so I think we're in the same team. So we can high five.
High five, Mary.
Yeah. I got a Golden Globe for myself. Car boot sale. Brilliant.